This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The City of Oshkosh and taxpayers are hoping for some good news later today. The City Council will hold a workshop on the Clear Wells Project. The city has done a $140,000 study of the wells of the city's water intake plant. They're hoping to convince the federal government and the DNR that the storage tanks are in good condition and can be used into the future and avoid a $26 million replacement project. No final decision will be made today. The Oshkosh Walmart is expected to get a $50,000 tax refund. The Walmart, like many other big-box stores, went to court claiming their property tax assessment was way too high. The refund covers 2 years of assessments. The Oshkosh City Council is also expected to approve about $20 million in development incentives for the proposed Mill on Main project later today. The project will bring $90 million worth of new apartments, offices, a riverwalk, and much more to the Sawdust District. Page 2, the Oshkosh Defense Company has been awarded 5 new patents for its hybrid electric joint light tactical vehicle. Oshkosh has now 115 patents with more pending. The City of Oshkosh is looking for people to serve on their boards and commissions. The city needs nearly 24 people. Details can be found on the city website. The Oshkosh Police Department will take part in the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign that starts now and goes through the Labor Day weekend. The Chamber's popular Legends podcast returns in September. The next guest will be Bill Castle. Details can be found on the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce website. And Waterfest 36 wraps up a phenomenal season coming up on Thursday night at the Leach Amphitheater. Dirty Honey is the headliner. Here's the deal if you're in line by 6 o'clock on Thursday night. Admission is just $10 for the show. I'm Bob Brunel. This is Newsworthy for Tuesday. We're back again on the Chamber website on Thursday. We're always brought to you by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC.